Hey everyone, before you listen to this episode, I just wanted to remind you to join me every Friday for free. I give it for free for one reason. I want to make sure that everyone joins me on my mission to empower others to be happy. Join me for my free training every Friday. Hey everyone, today's episode is a conversation I had with the legendary mind coach, Trevor Moad. And he's going to talk about how you can create a positive mindset and live in neutral like Russell Wilson. Join me for all of this and more. Let me know who you want to hear from next on the playbook. And don't forget to register for my free Friday trainings every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Or text me at 949-298-2905. Look forward to seeing you there. This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
How's everything going in your world? I see that you're really busy, and like I told you, the world needs your voice. So it's exciting to see all the stuff that you're doing, because there's certainly a way to adapt and navigate and still help people, even though we can't see them live in the same way, you know, maybe we used to.
Yeah, man. You know, and I'm utilizing a lot of what I've learned from you about neutrality, right? The times that we spoke and the lessons that you've taught me about, you know, how that is utilized on the field and off the field. You know, the neutrality of being able to see things in an introspective way to perform at your highest frequency. And people were asking about that frequency. I know, see my voice, there he is. So I really want to kind of get focused, because you've taught me so much the lessons of neutrality. And, you know, for those people that don't know, Trevor works with the greatest athletes in the world, including, you know, our great quarterback in Seattle, and he's done fairly well for himself. But, you know, the quarterbacks and the athletes that you work with really understand how to take exterior pressure and get into neutral so that they can perform at their best, at their highest vibration. What are some of the tricks to getting to neutral? Because so many people are asking me that.
Well, you know, I think, first of all, to understand that there's really, you know, sort of three frameworks for state of mind. I mean, you know, we have negative thinking. We certainly have positive thinking. And I think, just, you know, just to be quick, you know, the data around negative thinking is right about a multiple of 7 times more powerful than positive thinking. So we have to really understand, particularly at a time like now, the power in that, but not really the internal thoughts. You know, in the athletic world, we don't spend a lot of time, and you and I have talked about this before. The athletic population is not typically the David Meltzer population. They're not seeking self-help. They're not looking to change from the inside out. You know, when you execute a program for Coach Saban or Coach Smart or Coach Fisher, it's got to be the most basic, rudimentary plan that resonates with everybody. And so negative thoughts are 7 times more powerful than positive thoughts. But when we verbalize those thoughts, they're 10 times more powerful. And if they're negative, they're a multiple of 7. So those negative, the externalization, I don't want to be here. When are we going to get out of this? Q3 is going to look just like Q2. Am I going to be furloughed? You know, all these fears, as we talk them out and we verbalize them, we increase the probability by almost 70 times with every negative statement, that they're more likely to happen. Positive thinking, and the data is really clear, Dave. I mean, from the Mayo Clinic to the Cleveland Clinic to Harvard to Georgetown, negativity works negatively. But the biggest thing is, don't worry about the inside voice. I've been, you know, in 8 national championship games, and got those guys the night before games, they're all over the place. Can I do it? Can I not? But they're not talking about it. They're not breathing life into it. They're not increasing the probability. They understand that data. And then positive thinking is a tough place in general, let alone right now. And positive thinking is the idea that when something bad happens, we immediately shift our mind to an expectation that a good outcome will happen. And that's a hard place to get to quickly. When you're going through adversity, when you've lost a job, when something's going on with your health, your family, you're going through a pandemic. So neutral is this idea that there's a middle ground, and the middle ground essentially is, all right, look, whatever just happened, happened, good or bad, like that's real. And that's where I think positive thinking is very difficult for people, because it's like, all right, well, you got divorced, but think about all the people you get to meet. You're going to meet someone better. Well, that's not where you're at when you go through that experience. You have to understand it. You have to sort of live in the pain for a little bit, but then you have to move forward, not to an outcome, but what can I do to be better in my next relationship? What can I do to meet somebody? And I start moving that way. I accept the past. I'm not going on Facebook and looking at her page, but I'm also not jumping to thinking about all the people I get to meet, because that's not where I'm at in my mind. That creates cognitive dissonance. So neutral is this idea that, hey, this is what's happening in the world right now. We don't know what's going to happen in the future. I mean, if I'm the biggest cynical asshole on the planet, I can't tell you what's going to happen tomorrow. And if I'm the most positive person on the planet, I can't tell you what's going to happen tomorrow either. So neutral is basically, all right, this is real right now, the past is not predictive, or how I feel is not determinative. What I do is what's going to determine my future. How I adapt to Zoom meetings, how I get on phone calls, how I make 50 calls instead of 10 calls. I used to maybe close 3 out of 10. Now I might close 2 out of 50, but I've adapted. So I think that that's one of the ways to staying neutral, is just saying, look, man, this is going on, but the future hasn't happened yet. I'm going to focus on the behaviors I can do next and not be worried about outcomes. That's kind of how we look at it in sports. And then obviously with the book, we've tried to take it into the business world. Positive thinking still has value, but only in the absence of negativity. It'd be like eating 8 bags of nachos, Dave, which is negativity, then saying, uh-oh, I better eat 3 apples. You're better off stopping with the bags of nachos.
Yeah, you know what concept I love is the ability to breathe life into what we want, meaning negative or positive. And what I found is this idea of neutral, which, I really hadn't focused on being too positive. And, you had explained, with like Russell Wilson and other great quarterbacks that, and I noticed this with Warren Moon, they're never too high and they're never too low. And that too high also wastes energy and can create corrosion interference to this light, love, and lessons that we're supposed to be here learning. But this idea of neutrality allows you to sit into a position where you can breathe life into what you want. So if negative things and positive things were balloons that were deflated, when you're in neutral, you get to pick the balloons that you want to inflate. And yeah, right. Some of the balloons, because of the external circumstances that exist at that time, which are unpredictable, some of the balloons sometimes are more difficult to blow up. But the ones that are most difficult to blow up are the ones that really, I think, create the most fulfillment, right? They stay the longest as well. They hold the air the longest. They have more consistent, persistent energy in your life. One other thing that you said that I'll let you comment on, I've always said, people ask me, like, I don't understand why, people like you and I that feed into positive thinking and empower people aren't as popular as the Kardashians or, the Housewives, and it's because of that 70%, or that I call it the 87%. If you're going to be a train wreck, you're going to actually be able to be more popular because people are going to want to see that, right? It's much more attractive. And it's why the Tiger King and all that stuff that literally can drive you down into the depth with negative energy are so much more popular than, stuff you see on PBS with Wayne Dyer or, Joel Osteen or Trevor Moad or videos that are super positive. Where does that vibration of why do people want to see train wrecks and breathe life into the wrong balloons?
Well, when we were writing It Takes What It Takes, the only goal we had was to prove that negativity works, that negativity works negatively, and just to make sure people understood that. Because, being raised my whole life, by the president of the National Association for Self-Esteem, and my dad working with Lou Tye Pacific Institute, and in a lot of ways, the Zig Ziglar, Brian Tracy, Norman Vincent Peale, Maxwell Maltz, that's what I lived with. But nobody really... right now the movement is for the top 1% of 1%. It's just not inclusive. Most people are like, I'm not buying that. And what we found is it goes back to the hard wiring. 10,000 years ago, we were wired to assume the worst. Because if we weren't assuming the worst, every moment of every day, we could be eaten by a dinosaur. And our wiring never changed. But there's you know, maybe there's elements of what we're going through right now that feel like a dinosaur. But in general, we don't, you know, we don't need that same sense of urgency in assuming the worst to protect ourselves. And so, but we never change. So you have to be, you have to understand the fundamentals of thinking. And I've told you the reason our industry goes too quickly to complicated. All right, the way to solve your problems through this is to meditate. Meditation, if you understand all the other basics, is a powerful game changer from the inside out. It is not a starting point. A starting point is if you look at the data, don't say dumb shit out loud. That's the starting point. That's a starting point. I think the second thing is be mindful of what you're consuming. It is the responsibility of CNN, of MSNBC, of Fox, of ABC, of NBC to understand the data, and negativity sells. So they might not be talking a lot about how many people have been healed, how many people are recovering, what countries have handled this well. It doesn't make sense. Their responsibilities to their consumer, which is the people spending money advertising, they do not have any responsibility to the truth. So a lot of people right now are confused. Well, I need to stay educated. Well, go to ca.gov and understand what the rules are. You know, I work as an advisor for the Clippers. They give great updates about Southern California. These are the rules. These are the counties that are open. These are the places. These are the recommendations. So I haven't watched the news one time at any point during this pandemic because I understand their goal. And I don't want to bring that in. It's hard enough navigating through this without that. So what I'm saying out loud, what I'm consuming, like you also talked about that Howard Stern told you, the music you're listening to, nobody can tell me they're not always in control of what they say. And if somebody pops on your thing and says, what about my negative thoughts? Who cares about your thoughts? Start with your words. Secondly, start with your consumption. If you learned how to just not say negative things out loud, it would change your life forever without ever being positive. And I've seen this in teams that went from 6 wins to playing in national championships just by not talking about our problems, not breathing life to them. Well, how do you deal with your problems then? Well, of course, when we have a situation, we have a neutral conversation, which is what are the things we need to do to get through this? How do we adapt, adjust? We got to let some people go. What can we do it as well as we can? I'm getting let go. How can I navigate this? What can I do? You're living in the real world. You know what's happening, but you're not breathing life into it daily, Dave. So then I think when you get that right, well, then you start working on your own marketing campaign and affirmations, and then, you know, being able to regulate your breathing and progressive muscle relaxation and all that. But that doesn't matter if you're watching 165 hours of CNN a day, you know, and then talking to your friends about how life sucks, and then you're trying to do PMR. You know, it just doesn't make sense to get the first part right. I'm a big believer in that. And then advance yourself when you've earned the right to advance.
That's amazing. In my first book, I talk about that exact process is cancel, clear, and connect, meaning you got to cancel everything first. When you have a negative thought, I cancel it, right? And yeah. I won't breathe life into that thought. And if people have attacking thoughts for me, I cancel it. And I don't watch the news for that. I seek the information that I want. So we have and are blessed, even from when we went to Oxy, we're so blessed. We don't have to go over, you know, to the disc machine at a library or look and search for a book if we're looking for information. It's right at our hands. So pick a time of the day. If you need stable data like CA.gov or the Clippers or whatever, go get the stable data that you want. I'm all for having stable data, but all the negative energy that goes along with it, You don't need sensationalism. We don't need to have that exacerbation because it will grow arms and legs. And I love the fact about meditation because so many people don't get it, that they think that they can just all of a sudden go play golf and shoot scratch golf. Meditation is just like golf. It's a lifetime. It's a lifetime sport.
No question.
You got to go to the range every day.
Right. And look, as you advance, you can do things like canceling and thought stopping and other elements, and then having like an internal conversation with yourself. But that's not the starting point for people right now. You know, do simple better. You know, do the things right now that just, hey, you know, I can control what I say. And then if I'm listening to this, well, don't I need to say, like, I can't hold my thoughts in. Yes, you can. If you look at the information, you are much better not saying it than verbalizing your fears. Now, if you want to verbalize productively, like, what do I need to do right now? Kind of like, I think it was Roger Boucher, one of our professors at Oxy, who also mentored Obama, who was like, you can look at life like, what can I do with an exclamation point, or what can I do with a question mark? And that's what we need to do right now. And it's tough. You know, like I've lost thousands of dollars. I wrote my book. A month later, all this stuff happened. Like, the book is done well. It Takes What It Takes, that I wrote with Russell, the younger Warren Moon. But I had all these things booked. You know, I'd spent all this money on this PR firm and getting all these things. And then everything got canceled. You know, so, I mean, I still have teams and the different things that I work with. And our company, Limitless Minds, thinkbig-gofar.com. We're still doing a lot of webinars and cool things, and we're adapting. But a lot of those we're doing for free. You know what I'm talking about, Dave, yeah, to get started. And then now we're building sort of to the new normal where there's a premium, but everybody's kind of learning this. So, you know, how do you adapt? How do you adjust? And so I went back to the sports world, signed individual clients, things that I was kind of wanted to focus more on the business world. But that's not in the cards as much for me.
Yeah, and me too. There's quick adjustments, but it's extraordinary that you and I have had such similar and synergistic careers and travels, yeah, and journeys, and we've ended up almost in the same place. And I am just a huge supporter of yours. Anything I can do to support you,
Thanks for doing our podcast. I know Russell's brother and DJ really liked you, and you're such a strong voice, such a powerful voice. And what I love about you is your consistency. You know, I mean, you're showing up every day, no matter what's going on. You're finding time. Hopefully, you give yourself a couple days here and there to go spend with your incredible family. But that you're making time, because, you know, some people, I'm sure, opt in, opt out, different types of things. But that consistent voice, knowing, hey, I'm going to get a message that's productive, that makes sense, that's strategic, that's uplifting. You know, I'm a big believer, as powerful as neutral is in inspiration. You know, I mean, every Friday morning or Sunday morning, I'm looking for the Catholic Church to give me a good homily, to give me a good gospel, and to help me, you know, in areas that I'm struggling in. Because I also think it's really important, when you minimize the negativity, to bring in the inspiration and the belief based upon what you're doing. And then also that hope is probably the most powerful medicine we'll ever have. And we need to make hope a habit. So I really appreciate you. You know, I talked to Brian Newhall a couple of days ago, our basketball coach at Oxy. Yeah. I'm really hoping that the campus will open. It's crazy, the numbers, because Oxy relies so much on tuition that we'll lose if it's remote only. So I hope that our country comes together. I think we've learned now more than ever that competent politicians is not an option, and that we get people to come together and figure out a way to increase the testing and come up with a plan and get everybody through this. So, but thanks for all you do, Dave.
Thank you, my friend, and thank you for teaching people. Sing the music that you want to sing. Dance to the songs that are going to make you happy. I appreciate it, my brother. We'll talk soon.
I appreciate it. Take care.
Enjoy. Bye-bye.
Hey, podcast listeners, thank you for listening, as always, to today's episode. I know you've been enjoying the Road to Revenue episodes. They are downloading at record paces, and I am so grateful for you joining me, not only on the podcast, but live every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you email me at david@dmeltzer.com or text me at 949-298-2905. Thank you so much.